Glad to be with you here as we welcome in Carolyn Sabin, joining us to kick the hour off with our monthly update on Families First Partnership. Ms. Sabin, good morning, and how are you?
Oh, just great. How are you, Tristan?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. And for listeners that may not have caught you on the program before, can you give us the Reader's Digest of what Families First Partnership is and what resources they provide for our community?
Right. Families First Partnership is a nonprofit organization, and what we're really considered is a community collaborative. And so we partner with various agencies in the community, and we may have the grant funding, but we also connect families to the services that are in the community. And they do the coaching, they do the guiding of those families, and then they request funds, and we help pay bills. We've helped sponsor parenting classes,
okay,
and training for local agencies. So we're kind of a clearinghouse in some ways, I guess you'd say.
And you work with pretty much every local nonprofit, too, in one way or another.
Right, yeah. And that's the key to what we do is partnering with those agencies, because a lot of our work is based on a model called Central Navigation. And with Central Navigation, the more partners you have, then the more relationships you have with those agencies, and you refer anyone who has needs out to those agencies. So, and I'd like to tag an interesting story here, because,
sure,
I mean, this just explains, or I mean, just proves the beauty of Central Navigation, in that that we got a call last week from someone in Pennsylvania.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and they had come across our online services directory,
uh-huh,
on Families First website, and they found a service that they thought would be helpful to a family member who lives here in North Platte.
Wow.
Yeah, and so then they called and asked, you know, how can I get my family member connected to this? And so then through Central Navigation, which is that referral to our central navigator, who is a real person, then they branch out and, you know, make a connection to that resource in the community. And so it was just really a great thing.
That's
awesome. Yeah, uh-huh.
Awesome.
And so, and it, I mean, it really also proves how important it is for agencies to be on that online,
mm-hmm,
service directory, because then anyone searching is gonna, if they come across that resource and they say, oh, wow, I wonder if this would be useful for my family, or if this would be a help, then they can either call the Central Navigator, or, you know, contact Families First, and we'll get you connected to that resource.
Sure.
Or if someone's already registered in the online directory, there's a way people can just put in their contact information and email them.
Wow. Doesn't get much easier.
Yeah, uh-huh. So anyway, I thought that was a really cool thing that happened.
That is really neat.
Yeah.
All the way from Pennsylvania.
Right. Well, and you know, according to our October traffic report on our website, we had 13,000 unique visitors.
Oh, wow.
And so we're getting a lot more traffic than we expected.
Sure.
And so, and I can't remember how many page visits that they had, but they leaf through how many of our pages on the website. So there are people out there checking for resources,
mm-hmm,
and so, you know, if you're in that online directory, boom,
it's going to help.
Right.
And it's at no cost to the nonprofit, right?
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
All,
right. All the services that Families First offers to their partners is free of cost,
mm-hmm,
and so you know, if you're a stakeholder, then you can participate in our collaborative partners meetings. So, you know, bringing to the group, you know, concerns you have. What do you see as a gap in our community? And so, in fact, our collaborative partners meeting is next Tuesday.
Okay.
And we're doing it by Zoom just because,
sure,
that's just become kind of the...
That's become the norm.
Yeah.
And it's so convenient, too.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yeah. We can have those participate that are in Kearney,
mm-hmm,
Keith County, you know. So it really helps those who commonly have to travel to a meeting.
Yeah.
So
it makes a big difference, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. But that Zoom link will be on our website. So, well, actually, on our Facebook.
Okay.
So,
Mm-hmm. And Carolyn Sabin joining us, Families First Partnership in North Platte. And as we look forward throughout the end of November into December, we know a lot of budgets can be awfully tight this time of the year. And if there's individuals that have faced disasters, it can be even more tight. And obviously, Families First Partnership here to help ease some of that burden.
Right. And, you know, speaking of tight budgets, you know, we even face that as we're getting to the end of the year. And so, you know, we've had to kind of put a little bit of a hold on at least assistance to families right now, just because we have contracts
sure.
that are due, and we've got to make sure we can pay those, because all of our funds are based on reimbursables, so we have to submit our documentation and bills to prove that we have paid those things before we get refunded by our funder. And so, and you know, it sometimes there's a lag in and a delay in how quick they can also refund or get that reimbursement back to you. So we're feeling a little crunch right now. But and so that we decided we're really going to see what we can do on Giving Thursday or Giving Tuesday.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's coming up in a week and a half, I guess.
Yeah.
Giving Tuesday, November 30th. So anyone out there, you know, who's in a giving spirit, you know, please consider Families First Partnership. And you know, I guess, and just looking at our stats over the last 3 years, because we've been a nonprofit for 3 years now, and I was checking the totals the other day, and the total assistance that has gone out through all our initiatives, whether it was the early parenting one or child care or just our community response, is $472,000. And
huge.
Well, and it's all gone back into the community.
Uh-huh.
It
stays here.
Right. Uh-huh. It's to municipal light. It's to the local landlords. Mm-hmm. It is to
Northwestern Energy.
Right. Yeah. Modern Tire to fix, you know, cars
yeah.
or, you know.
With car insurance, too, I know from
right.
time to time.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And birth certificates, driver's licenses. Mm-hmm. You know, we've helped people with that kind of assistance. So anyway, yeah, it... I have tried to order from Amazon once, and my package ended up in Sydney, so I'm like, forget it. I'm staying local.
That's the way to do it. That's hassle. So, yes, we look forward to Giving Tuesday. I want to let folks know that, obviously, they can make their donations to Families First Partnership then, but if you want to make a donation today, you don't have to wait until Giving Tuesday.
Yeah,
those donations
absolutely.
Always welcome.
Yeah, we'll definitely take it. And so we'll post some information on our website and our Facebook, as far as, you know, contacts on how to do some giving. But, you know, and honestly, it doesn't have to always be to us. It can be to any of the nonprofits here because, you know, they're always needing some funding, and they, you know, we really support the mission of the nonprofits here.
You can't go wrong with any of the nonprofits
right.
locally, really.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's
yeah.
got their own niche that they fit. Everybody has their own passion too, so just follow your passion with the donation, and it's not going to go any wrong way, that's for sure.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, because each one of them fits a role in the community.
A vital role.
Right.
You know.
Mhm. Mhm.
Ms. Sabin, anything else you'd like to add today?
I can't think of anything, but if anyone would like to get registered for the online directory, you just go to our website, familiesfirstpartnership.org, and first is one S-T, not spelled out first. And then in the very middle of the page, it says first link and register, and it just walks you right through it. But please remember your username and password, because then you can go back
sure.
in and
re-access at any point.
Right, edit your profile, and you can add events too.
Oh, really? And,
right, you can
yeah,
put in any cool. of your events, and it'll come up on a calendar on the phone app.
One-stop shop in a lot of ways. Ms. Sabin, we do need to wrap up, but as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you again next month. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thanks, and same to you, Tristan.
Thank you. More coming up on Mugs of the Morning right after this on KODY.